we said in our meeting, you need to go toe-to-toe with Bala, because if not, you'll just get run over.
My car was a one-star hotel. A bit cold, but I'm fine, I'm alive.
But you always enjoy winning, don't you?
17 goals in 6 games shows you always get VFM and the WPL, and there are plenty of people coming up to have their say about this. Comment from the clubs to come, and we're joined by WPL royalty later in the form of Mark Lloyd Williams. But first, let's turn to the Duke of Edinburgh of the Welsh Premier League. He's getting on a bit, and he always puts his foot in it. Jonah, hard to pick the highlight of the week this week?
It was a brilliant weekend again. Like we said, 17 goals. Connors Quay staying at the top of the league, defeating Cardiff Met in what looked like a brilliant game yesterday afternoon. And the league race, title race is very much on, and it's just, you know, it looks to be getting better and better.
Well, Carnarvon and Bala served up an amuse-bouche, didn't they, to die for on Friday. 1,000-odd crowd there as well to witness a 2-2 thriller. Next stop is Aberystwyth for Sean Eardley.
Bala are strong, they're vastly experienced, you know, I've got a lot of time and a lot of respect, you know, for their management team, certainly. And we've gone toe-to-toe with them, that's what we said in our meeting, you need to go toe-to-toe with Bala, because if not, you'll just get run over. So like I said, I'm immensely proud of my players, you know, turning in performances week in and week out now. You know, despite losing against Barry, it was a good performance, so I think now that's probably 5 good performances now on the bounce. So it will count for nothing if we can't go to Aberystwyth and get something. You know, we're on the road again, another Friday night, so we need to make sure that we're prepared properly.
Aberystwyth, of course, half decent at home, lost away to Druid. Cheers, Gavin Allen from ABBA, after that defeat.
We worked hard tonight. We made it difficult for them. In large parts, we look better tonight. Biggest thing is that, you know, we get our house in order. We've, you know, 3 games down without a win. Next week, big tough game against Carnarvon again. But on our day, we know for a fact, you know, we can beat anybody. But literally, you know, we need to get together. We need to get together.
Well, let's talk about some of the names I've mentioned there, Jonah. We'll sink our teeth into the forthcoming meeting of the two teams that have surprised this season. Aberystwyth love a home game, don't they? And the Covies possibly already looking to me like they could be Europe bound if they've got the legs to last the season.
Well, talk about legs. I think Danny Brookwell is the man with the legs at the moment. 2 goals on Friday evening. You know, 2 great goals. The second one's one of the goals of the season. I mean, he's sprinting away from quick defenders there as well, by the way. I think I said last week, it reminds me a little bit of Jeff Kelly of Aberystwyth when he first started on the scene, and where he just, you know, he outpaced people with wonder goals. And Brookwell, he's an interesting character, you know. I mean, they're flying down that left-hand side. Yeah, they've got Nathan Craig in behind them with plenty of quality, but he's the one catching people's eye at the moment. Jamie Breeze is, you know, also doing well. He is amongst the goals. I mean, Darren Thomas is the one they call a Covey Messi. I don't know what nickname they're going to get for Brookwell, but he's definitely the Covey flyer, isn't he? He is absolutely flying at the moment.
And I keep on looking at Carnarvon every day, and I get the sniff of Llan Dudno a few seasons ago, possibly even the Druids last season, the side that we all underestimated, thought it'd be all right if they just stick to the bottom 6. As long as they get that, they're fine. And here we are. They seem to be really chipping away at this top 6.
Yeah, why not? Well, I mean, once you feel your feet and you've had a couple of wins, and like I said, I think we spoke about this game last week, and you said to me, what would be a... You know, do they have to win at home, the Covies? Hey, they got a point, didn't they? They got a point against a usual European entrance over the last 3 or 4 seasons, Bala. So it's a good point. I think one of the boys said that on the interview afterwards on the highlights. So, you know, they're doing really, really well. If the crowds keep building, maybe there might be, I don't know, might be a little bit more... money in the coffers at Christmas if they want to play another player or two to push on again. But as per yet, they are most probably the surprise team of the season, and they're doing fantastic, and you know, they really are. They're lighting this league up, mate.
And Bala will host Newtown next, who have snuck into third place like a ninja ferret. Chris Hughes has his say first, then Jonah will tell us how he thinks this game could be won or lost for either side.
Put your bodies on the line and to get 3 points in this league, and that's what it's all about. And I've said it before, you know, at times performance was good, and then there was times where you know, we need to improve, but you know, we're a work in progress. So look, we always felt we were going to carry a threat in the counter-attacks. And we talked about half-time, and you know, we had to wait like to the dying death to get it. I wish we'd have got it a little bit earlier, but you know, we great ball and a fantastic finish from Joe, and he showed everything that he was about when he's got space in front of him, and he really punished him.
We talked about consistency, I think, on this this podcast about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and I said I'd like to see him put a run together, Newtown, of wins, because they have plenty of pace there now, Kent, and we said Brookwell's a flyer, Kent and looks a flyer as well for Newtown. They got people who can put the ball in the back of the net, and have been putting the ball in the back of the net for years in this league. Nick Rushton, Mitchell's putting the ball in the back of the net, Fletcher's playing at the spear of a diamond in midfield. They're always well organised underneath Chris Hughes, and they're up for it at the moment. That's a big win. Barrytown were playing superbly in the last couple of weeks, and to get a 2-0 victory, yeah, both late goals, one in the last minute of the first half, one in the last minute of the second half, but Newtown are up and running, mate, and they'd be disappointed at this stage not to finish in the top six early, but with his squad, and if he keeps injury free, I think they have a very good chance of coming in the top six, Newtown, at least.
Well, well done to Newtown, by the way, for organising a special collection last weekend as well. Johnny Drury from the club explains more.
Basically, it's just something we've been made aware of. In my day job, I work for the Shropshire Star newspaper over the border, and it's a big campaign we've been doing. It's a young lad who was diagnosed with a rare form of leukaemia back in May, and his family are trying to raise £500,000 to go to America for treatment. And they've raised about £250,000 so far, and there's been a few clubs backing him. He's from Telford area, so Telford have done it, Wolverhampton Wanderers have done it, and with my link to the paper, I thought we can combat the campaign today. They had a bit of a day last week where his favourite colour's red, and they were wearing red for him and raising money, so I thought today we wear red, so we can sort of, if we win today, we can dedicate the win to him, and hopefully our supporters can go on our website and sort of dig into their pockets and donate on his Just Giving page, and hopefully, you know, here at Newtown we can give a little helping hand to his fight against cancer.
Now, Llanelli will be glad they've bagged 3 points on the road at Llandudno, but it's home next where they host Cardiff Met on a Friday. Here's Jordan Follows, who scored a super strike in that away win.
Been in a dogfight, so it means the world to us to win the game. I think I just kick-started something. We've been struggling the last few weeks, players-wise, injury-wise. I think boys dug in today, but that just kicks us off for next week now. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, a good, fit team. And like we're down to bare bones again, so it's going to be a tough one.
Jonah, Llanelli will definitely be on a high after that one, but they obviously face a Met team keen to make amends for last weekend. But, you know, again, we cannot not forget that Met did very well against TNS the week before.
They did do very well against TNS the week before and done well against Connorskey on a weekend. You know, like you said, they were defeated 3-1, but put in a good performance again. But I think it's, Llanelli, we have to give them credit. A lot of people... Oh, Llanelli are gone already. And I was after 5 or 6 games where I told you there's a bit of belief in the camp down there. The goal follow scored, class. He was doing it in this league 6 years ago, done it in Europe as long as 6 years ago, and he just showed everybody that he still has plenty in his locker. Leverage, again, up top, you know, he sped away from the defence, landed no defence, finished in style. For him to be in amongst the top 3 or 4 scorers in the team at the bottom of the league is a revelation, I think, and he's a name to be looked at as well. You know, that we've spoken on a podcast tonight now about goal scorers and quick players, and Leverage again has to be put in that bracket. But the Reds have done really, really well, and I would think for the Reds, it's just the right game. It's the right game now for them. A Friday evening at home, they have the Met down. They'll think they can get a 3-point haul against the Met. The Met will think, you know, we could go to Llanelli and win. So this would be a great game. Two young, you know, fast and good teams. And it's very, very, very important this now for Llanelli. They have to get something from this game. If they were to get 4 points out of 6 in 2 weeks, it re-establishes themselves in this league. And it's a big challenge for Cardiff Met if they want to sustain a top 6 finish.
Well, Barry and Carmarthen are the only two to play in this league on Saturday, both bruised from defeats last week. Let's hear from Neil Smothers.
Games against TNS are never going to define, you know, our season. I don't understand the fixtures. I have to be honest. I can't see how that we've played them twice and a couple of teams haven't played them once. I know that everybody plays everybody throughout the season. However, momentum, in games is huge. So, you know, to play against them twice is difficult. It is out the way, which is a positive. But like I said, you know, the momentum swings very, very quickly and probably hasn't done us any favours.
Jonah, in a league where everybody seems to be beating everybody, does one defeat matter? Should they forget what happened last week?
Yeah, I was at the game. I was at the Old Gold Saturday, and Smudger most probably went about the other way that Christian Edwards did. And so there's two schools of thought, isn't there, when you play the likes of TNS, who are usually, you know, the best team in the league. You either stand off, try and nick one, or you have a real go. And I think the Met had a real go. They shoved a couple of forwards forward, and Smudger's team stood off a bit. And they did play well, but they were just undone by a couple of silly mistakes. And that's the only, you know, you either roll the dice or you don't against TNS. And even if you don't roll the dice, then, you know, you're susceptible to a little mistake which could cost you. It was two mistakes which costed Carmarthen, but they were most probably well beaten on a day, so they'll want to bounce back this Saturday against Barry.
Well, leaving the best until last. Nomads are in action this weekend. TNS not until a week Wednesday. So plenty of time for Greg Draper and co. to plan ahead. He caught up with Jonah after that Carmarthen game.
Nice to get the one today. Could have had a couple more. Made a good save off one of my left-footed efforts, and the header just gone past the far post. That's nice to move up to seven, and I gave him an 8-game head start, so it's time to kick on now.
Well, that's what everybody in Welsh football, in the Welsh Premier League, is talking about, Craig. I mean, you've got seven, and you've had, 40% playing time so far?
Yeah, and that was the first one I've started. Obviously been limited to just coming off the bench, so half an hour here and there. So it's nice to get back in the team, and I think, more importantly, I was pleased with my overall performance, not just the goal, but as overall play I was happy with as well. So hopefully, start again next week and see what happens.
William Hills, Greg, 3-1 I think for the Golden Boot, but the word is that Scotty Roscoe might have a few quid on somebody else. You haven't had a few quid on yourself, have you?
I definitely haven't. No comment. No comment in
that. Hey, keep up the good form, Greg, and keep knocking the goals in.
Cheers, Jonah. Good to see you, pal.
And it's a big weekend for the Nomads as they play Coleraine this Saturday night. But they'll hold top spot in the league whilst doing so because of beating Cardiff Met. Here's Andy Owens.
In a tweet last year, a few weeks ago, about obviously someone's beat everyone in this league, sort of thing. It shows you how strong it is this year. And obviously, from what I've heard in previous years, sort of thing, TNS have run away with it early doors, sort of thing. And it's a game of chase then. Whereas obviously, we can just keep doing what we're doing and trying to keep the pressure on, really. I think first time for me to be involved in the Iron Brew Cup, so it's exciting, obviously, being in the top league in Wales, that you get to participate in the Europa League and obviously the Iron Brew Cup, so yeah, it's exciting times.
So it seems you're enjoying your time at the Nomads.
Well, you always enjoy winning, don't you?
Jonah, those two have got different challenges at the moment. We'll park TNS for a second. Let's obviously give all of our best to the Nomads and hope that they can pull one off against Coleraine.
Everybody in our league should be, willing on Connors Key. I think, I think even the lads at TNS. Look, I remember last year when Andy Morrison co-commentated on TNS in the Iron Brew last year and really, really wanted TNS to win. So I think everybody should be firmly behind them. We talked at the start of the season to Scotty Roscoe, and he said it would up for four trophies. Loved his attitude. We want to win four trophies, and unfortunately they can't now. But Andy Morrison is still in four trophies at the moment. They're in the quarterfinals of the League Cup. They're obviously still in the Welsh Cup. They're top of the Welsh Premier, and they're still in the Iron Brew Cup. So, it'll be a tough game against Coleraine. It'll be definitely a tough game. But you don't know. Again, he's a clever manager, Morrison. He has studied them. He has been over to see them, as we know. They do a lot of homework on their teams. So will he play with two wingers? Will he play with two centre-forwards? It's great to see, because they seem to have a different way of playing every other couple of weeks, the Nomads, and he'd be interested to see how he goes about it.
Well, lots still to come on this podcast, including the big question, commitment or committed? You decide.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Webber.
This is the JD Boyle's Premier League podcast, and I've stumbled upon Mark Lloyd-Williams in, we're at the Liberty Stadium. We've just watched Swansea-Ipswich, and, well, actually, I know this is not a Swansea podcast, but what did you think of what you said? That was a mad game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it was an entertaining game, you know, for a neutral. Anyway, you know, end-to-end stuff, and both sides weren't happy with the point, so, you know, they were gung-ho for the win, and unfortunately for Swansea, Ipswich got that winning goal after Graham Potter took Van der Horn off and they scored from a corner kick. But, you know, to be fair, Swansea had enough chances to win not one game, but two or three games.
Well, talking about entertaining, the Welsh Premier League, that as well. What do you think of it so far?
Yeah, you know, with Cardiff Met beating TNS, you know, is put a cat amongst the pigeons. You know, I know TNS bounced back this afternoon with a good win at Carmarthen, and then obviously Llanelli going up to Llandudno and getting a great result. You know, Llandudno picked up a bit of form. No one expected Llanelli to come away with 3 points from there, and you know, I did, you know, it was at Kevin Drewitt last night, you know, there again gaining momentum. You know, Carnarvon, you know, the brilliant crowd at the Oval, and a brilliant game by all accounts, on Facebook Live, and you know, it is, you know, it is getting a bit entertaining, you know, and you know, and I think, you know, Conskey probably are the ones that will push TNS this year for the league, and you know, the others are all fighting and for that remaining 4 spots in top 6.
But you said everybody's taking points off everybody. Now, you know, if you're going to be a cynic, you're going to say that's because they're weak sides. But actually, I'm looking at that and they're strong, and you can't really tell when you go into games now who's going to take them.
No, and, you know, Cardiff Met shown that last week. No one expected them to beat TNS, especially that, you know, convincingly. You know, they'd lost against Conskey earlier on in the season, but obviously Conskey would have been up for that game. Cardiff Met had done well against TNS in the past, but not actually got, you know, the victory, and you know, they were clinical last week, and like I said, teams are taking points off each other. Normally it's TNS beating everyone, and the other teams around them are taking points off each other, so it looks a bit more comfortable for TNS. But, you know, they've lost two now this season. I think, you know, the gap is slowly closing, but it's who can sustain that, you know, for the full season. You know, I think we're 11-12 games in, and you know, still early days, and you know, there's a lot of football left to be played, and you know, a lot of the teams now, you know, it's that tight, no one's getting left behind, you know, especially after Llanelli went in today, so no one's getting left behind at the bottom, and no one's running away at the top, so you know, there's a cluster of clubs in there that will hopefully, you know, try and finish in, especially in top 6, and looking for that European spot.
You mentioned Nomads would probably be the team that pushes them. What do they need to sustain that push?
Well, it's just consistency. You know, they've got to, you know, they've got to win games. I know they lost their home to Carnarvon, but that game they should win. You know, if they are going to challenge TNS, but saying that, it was at the Carnarvon TNS game, and Carnarvon should have been TNS comfortably on that night, and they lost 3-0. So, you know, that's football, and you know, you make your own luck in football. And you know, Conskey, you've got to, I think, be a lot more consistent. You know, defensively, they're, you know, they're probably the best side in the Welsh Premier League. They're well drilled, but they've got to win games consistently. It's about pressure on TNS. When they lose, you've got to win, and you've got to go win the next two or three to keep that pressure. And there's a lot of pressure when you top the league.
Two names we haven't mentioned, Balor and Newtown, and we should talk about them because they're consistent, and in the times we're talking about, possibly Carnarvon being up there and Barrytown being up there, we do forget that those two have been around the block for a while.
Yeah, Balor, I think they struggle away from home. You know, I think they got a great draw you know, at TNS a couple of weeks ago, you know, followed up by a win last week, and then obviously they drew last night, so they need to get a win, you know, on the road. Newtown, you know, again, like you say, they've been there since the beginning of the Welsh Premier League, and, you know, not a lot of people expected them to do well this year, and, you know, they got a great result today beating Barry. You know, and Chris Hughes, you know, they're picking up points as well. You know, they won last week, so, you know, they're up there in the top 6. So, you know, like I said, teams are beating each other, which is, you know, it's good for the league, and it's a bit more entertaining because when you turn up for games, you're not sure of what the result's going to be.
And do you think we're going to be able to tell the top 6 pretty soon?
No. I think that'll go to the last, you know, I think the Christmas fixtures will play its part, New Year fixtures, and I think, you know, with about 3 or 4 games left, I think, you know, the top 4 will probably be settled, but I think the fights for 5th and 6th, 7th and 8th, that will probably go down to the wire.
And finally, I know how much you love Carnarvon Town. Big fan of Carnarvon, aren't you? So you must be delighted at the way the Coffee Army are doing.
Well, funnily enough, I've been with Owen Tidder all afternoon, and you know, he did say they were going to go down start of the season. I haven't said that. I've seen him, you know, two, three times this year, and I've been very impressed with, you know, how Sean Eardley set his team out. And, you know, Danny Brookwell's been on fire the last few weeks, and, you know, and he scored a couple of great goals last night, a great goal last week, and, you know, they are a very attacking side, and, you know, Sean's gone well drilled. And, you know, it, like I said, even though I play for Bangor, I never play for Carnarvon, you know, it's great to see a club that size back, because, you know, the league's lost Bangor City, the fan base. You know, Carnarvon come in, they're getting great crowds at the Oval, great atmosphere, and, you know, it's just a shame that Bangor are aren't there to, you know, with the fan base they've got to join them, and, you know, probably create derby games, you know, especially the Christmas ones. But, you know, they've got to sustain that, and, you know, Sean Eardley will make sure that people writing them off to go down, and, you know, he'll try and emulate what Llandudno and Cardiff Met did, and, you know, Llandudno going to Europe, especially in the top six.
Just quickly, while we're talking about Bangor, look at the Cymru Alliance. That's even harder to call that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the Championship and the Conference. It's a hard league to get out of. You know, Carnarvon, you know, they took a few weeks to get up from there. You know, Real have been in there. You know, Airbus have started, you know, pardon the pun, but they're flying. you know, won 9 out of 9. You know, they've already beaten Bangor. You know, they don't look like they're going to slip up. Yeah. You know, it's a big game next week. Bangor home to Flint, second week, third. You know, Bangor have lost a couple of games. You know, they had a bad run, bad month. But, you know, Craig Harrison will think that we've had our bad month, and they'll probably hope that, you know, Airbus will get a bad run as a result, you know, sooner rather than later, because the longer Airbus keep winning, the harder it will be for Bangor to get out of the league.
Mark Lloyd-Williams there speaking to me after he was doing the Radio Cymru commentary at the Liberty Stadium on Saturday. In fact, it was a bit like Welsh Premier League royalty around me in that box, you know. We had Jews and Owen Tidder Jones behind me for Radio Cymru, and then Andy Legg to my left doing the co-commentary for BBC Radio Suffolk. All, of course, went back home in their BBC limos to their penthouses, whereas Nomads fan Andrew Tyson took a little bit more of a budget option when he visited Cardiff Met last weekend. I'll let him explain more.
My car was a one-star hotel. A bit cold, but I'm fine. I'm alive.
So you follow the Nomads home and away, do you?
Oh, if I can do, yes. I don't want to miss these days. I love the Nomads. It's my hometown.
Well, at least he won't have to do that for this weekend's Iron Brew game. Andrew, a committed man or a man that should be committed? You decide. And the JDWPL weekend looks like this then. Friday, 7:45, it's Aberystwyth versus Carnarvon, and it's Balor against Newtown. Llanelli hosting Met is the trio of fixtures on the Friday. Only one league game on a Saturday, Barry Town United hosting Carmarthen Town, 2:30 at Jenner Park. But of course, the big one on Saturday night in front of the Scotia cameras, it's Nomads hosting Coleraine, 7:35 kick-off in the Iron Brew Cup. We wish Nomads well, and Nomads play again on Tuesday against Cefn Druids, and TNS have Llandudno next Wednesday. We'll see you after all of that. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Goodbye, Mark, and yeah, from everybody, obviously, in the league, good luck to Andy Morrison and his team on Saturday evening.